Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm trying to be the change I want to see, but right now I just want to scream. Oh, God. No, not in the middle of a show. Okay. I think I won't play a song and I just can't play a song. Let's find something. Okay, so let's do a little something while we get ourselves back together. Let me go to Celeste. Celeste, I need some therapy. Hey, Celeste.
Hi.
No, I'm not high. I am not high. I am just.
Oh, dude. There's so many folks. Wow, something happened. It's just universal. I don't even know what, but the most beautiful thing is getting people going, what happened? We lost him. Oh, my God, he goes so fast over here.
Wait, Mark. Get Mark for me, please, because
Okay, well, you know what? Let's do this. We're going to do this live because I don't want to leave you yet.
Okay.
Donna wants, well, actually, I don't know if you want me to do that live to call him directly right now.
Well, no, I'll play a song because I need to bring myself back to the center and
all
the people know we're back
here.
All is well. Oh, Lord.
That song. You need a lullaby right now.
I don't know what I need. Y'all going to make me lose my mind. I've been here.
That is not what I told you to do.
Not doing a show. Oh, Karen Drucker, tell me all is well. Okay, you go on, because my human self is trying to take control. I'm just going to let it. All right, so
we
let's go
that
take
part
care of
too.
Mom. Yes. All right, Karen Drucker, reminded me that all is well. Okay, this is what I was told. We have reset the call. Everyone would need to call back in. You can call back in. Yes, I'm in. Thank you, John. I'm back in. I'm talking to customer. What did the call? I don't know. The customer service rep, John. John Sweet. Okay. I don't even know what to say or do. I'm just like, oh, confused here. Yeah, we're just going to listen to a little bit of Karen Drucker. She has a bigger picture right now. Oh, my God. Here we go, Mark. I am not feeling that all is well. I know it is, but what I feel, Mark, I'm not feeling the wellness of this moment. I hear Cameron Drucker telling me all is well. But drink something, Mark. Before I say something, I have to say.
Oh, no, okay, sorry. I didn't know if you were going to do anything. You know, it's so funny because that is the worst thing that can happen to an Aries, really, on a mission, is just just pull the carpet out from under him and then don't give it back.
Well, yeah. I mean, because right now I feel like I might say something where I have to come back next week and say, I just want to apologize to my listeners that what I said yesterday, I really didn't mean it. I was just pissed. But
everybody
I'm
gets frustrated when that kind of stuff happens.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's fun. I
no,
figured
it's not.
It's an excuse to do it again sooner.
There's nothing fun about that. I had a great show going. That's my ego. I had a great show. I was having a great conversation with Bob. People who came to the life transformation in the middle of a show.
I know. And you know what's funny is it looks like it reflects something that you did. It's not. It's something that with technology. And that, so it's like people know, I think in the world listening, they know technical things happen. But I'm glad to be back. It's fun. And I got a head start because Donna sent me her birth information. she's still listening.
Donna's smart. I should get Donna to be in charge of technology, maybe. She can have a backup. Okay. So since you already know, go ahead and do it, Reen, because I don't need to say
okay.
Right now. I need to just center myself, Mark.
Okay,
I'm still hot.
And I'll talk to Donna really quick. Not a problem at all. And I appreciate where you're at because I know the feeling. So, Donna, thank you for sending me that stuff. Donna is a Pisces Virgo moon. She was born on the full moon. We have all these full moon people coming out. It's so funny. Today's the full moon. And all it's just like, this is what happens. They get responded to. The thing right now, Donna, you're doing a remarkable healing. For the first time, Chiron is coming into Pisces on top of your sun. And Chiron is the wounded healer. And Chiron is the one that says, we have to look at the things that drive you forward, this gift that you have to give the world. And without it's a gift that's born out of the wounds that you came into the world with, which is so interesting because you came in as a peacemaker. You came in to be the good girl. It looks like an unusual family, an unusual kind of background. And so you had to put everybody, you had to do the peacemaker. Similar to Jill, you had to put everybody first, but yours wasn't feeling their pain as much as keeping the peace, making sure that you did the right thing and were good and excelled. And it looks like there was a lot of changes in your home when you were young. And now you're coming into this cycle where things are really swiftly moving, and you have to find a way to put yourself like, this is what I want. This is a big message. It's North Node in Aries. Me, learning from Ade. And so one of the things that's happening now financially for you is this incredible gift of Neptune, which is like, I think there's something in the teaching realm for you. I think there's something you have to give us. There's all the planets, Jupiter, Mars, and Mercury are in your 12th house. And guess what? By September, let me make sure it's September, by October there is an explosion of you for the first time in 24 years. And we're going to see this part of you that new opportunities emerge and new excitement emerges. Go back 12 years and look at what was happening in 2001 for you. See if your life opened up, because I think there's room for partnership coming in. I think there's something going on with the relationship, maybe somebody that will help. But it looks like the output point for your chart is a partnership. So this is a great cycle. I want you to breathe it in. You're going to know in 14 days, you're going to get an omen. 14 days, 2 weeks from today. Write it down on your calendar. You're going to get some kind of omen. I want you to look for it because it's going to be funny and you're going to laugh. You're a Virgo moon, so you never feel quite secure and you're pretty critical. So I want you to remember that your moon can overstate the hurt and the lack that you might feel. But really, you have an incredible mind. I think there's a book inside of you, too. And I wish you all the best. I hope that helps you, sweetheart.
Donna, are you there?
I am here. Breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, Donna, you're on the phone with me. I thought I was talking to nobody. I mean, or at least you listening, but I didn't know you got to call in.
I heard a little part of it. I'm going to re-listen to the replay. I heard the last. I heard what you said from in 14 days from now. I didn't pick up what you said, but I have to mark it on my calendar.
Okay. Mark it on your calendar, and then, listen, you're in a big cycle. It hasn't happened in 24 years, or 12 years. I'm sorry, 12 years. Go back to 2001. You're coming into this opening cycle now, Jupiter crossing your rising sign, where it doesn't feel like you're going to get, you know, like things are being held from you, but they're going to come out. I think somebody's going to show up to help, number one, and I think there's going to be this big catapult of change. So do not fret. There's big change coming. I think you're going to get the support that you've been looking for, and I do think you're learning how to put yourself first and say, this is what I want, and it's a very important step for you.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling this huge, you know, I mean, I am a little bit impatient because, you know, when you have financial stress, it is stressful. But
yes.
I've heard you very clear, and Adi's going to love this, and he's going to remind me 50 times, the book I'm writing, I am writing.
Oh,
I'm
good,
writing.
Good, good.
I'm writing. I'm writing.
You need to write because you've got a good – the Virgo mind in you gets really critical and it tears you up. And it blames you for being, like, in poverty. It blames you for all this stuff. Don't believe any of it. Just, like, let it do its little rant and then come back into the truth, because that rant is just picking up old messages. But that Virgo moon also serves you. It will keep you frugal. It will keep you real. But it can over-exaggerate and over-worry. And I think you're gonna see how that's gonna breed. I'm telling you, 1 week, and then 2 weeks. 1 week, then 2 weeks. Venus is gonna hit that moon in exactly 7 days. Then the Sun hits your house of money in 14. Things are gonna turn. They're just gonna turn. You just have to have the faith. Turn off the volume of the critic, because that's the most important thing. And you have a big critic, but you're brilliant, and you have this quick acting life, and you like things. Fast, and when Jupiter hits that point in October, we're going to see all this pouring out. And I think somebody's going to come in to help. I mean, if they're not in already helping, I think you're going to get surprise help from someone.
Okay.
You're going to like this cycle. You really are. There's not a lot to wait for. I know you're worried about money on that level, but remember, a lot of that worry is amplified by having a Virgo moon. And full moons don't help. Because it just sort of gets you into that, oh, my God, well, what about? And that's when that gets into that mode, it's hard to stop it. So you got to sort of breathe, hug that little moon a little bit, and then look for some of these opportunities that are coming, because they're coming. You've got a Cancer rising, and Jupiter's in Cancer right now with Mercury and Mars. There's news coming you're going to like a lot.
Okay.
There you have it, Donna.
Thank you so
much. I'm not
going to
remind you. Your life will remind you. I know you got it. I have faith in you. I'm not even worried. Thank you, darling.
There's a woman
going to
help you too, Donna.
So
an older woman, a matriarch, is somewhere in your court. You're going to hear from her too, or something. Something's going to change. I get it all. The picture just comes. You're going to love it. Hang in there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you,
sweetheart.
You're welcome. The psychic astrologer struck again. Now, before you go, Mark, we've got 2 minutes left to have this conversation. Coach me, because I am doing a good job of suppressing this fire in me, but I'm pissed. Please,
I know.
Tell me something good.
Well, just remember
tell
this.
Something good.
It's that thing that an Aries gets pissed because, like I said, you feel like it reflects you, and you had a thing, you had a whole image of how you wanted things to look. What it really did when this crisis happened and we got to come back, everybody's more endeared. We feel better. We feel more comfortable. Everybody gets to step up and support you and say, yay, it's okay. And then the good news is it's an excuse for me to say, well, you just have to have me back so I can have a full show. I feel ripped off. No, I'm teasing. But no Aries likes stuff taken from them, right? And it's like that part of you that has a good show going, you're holding a space for your audience. It's just that you started identifying with the show. It's not you. The technology's not you. They get your message. You're awesome. And you just got to hold that. But I don't blame you. I get mad when things like that happen because I feel like I'm giving the public what they want, and then it gets taken from me. And then I feel like it's me that, you know, is being perceived as the problem. So I hope you'll let go and really know how much fun it was to be here with you, and how it's like, I hope we get to do it again. I do, because it's fun to be here, and you have an amazing thing happening. It rarely goes out. Every time I've been with you, I don't know how many times, it never has gone out. So it just needed to do that, sunspot.
Yeah. I'm working my way back to my center, but you're right. There's a part of me that's like, oh, my God. And then I'm thinking, this is why I want to. This is why. But
I know. And you get mad at the people who it looks like there's a problem.
Yes,
and you know what? All of Blog Talk was down.
I am. Well, I'm only thinking of my show right now.
No, but I think it should help you in a way to not target yourself like it was just you.
You're
it was a global thing.
You're right. But you know one of the things, we've got like 60 seconds left, but you know one of the things that I think the people who support us in doing what we do, that where I'm partnering with Blog Talk Radio right now, you know, or even the electric company, and I always say this, you know, when there's an interruption, they tell us, we apologize. But when we don't pay our bills, we can't tell them we apologize.
Oh.
They need to come up with a better
Thank you. It took me a week to call the IRS to correct a mistake, and a week. And I thought, you know what, you guys, if I put you off for a week, I did the same thing in my head. And then you realize it's just a thing. There are individual people in there, a chance for us to extend our love. And it's not the big corporate thing. That doesn't exist. That's an illusion. It's those individuals.
That's
so I think somebody in that company needed to hear you today, heart to heart.
Okay,
were,
well,
like,
I won't
whatever
call
it was,
them after the show. I
that's
won't
right,
call them
good.
After the show, especially since everybody had the issue, because I was going to call them. This is unacceptable. Somebody got to do something about that. Mark,
I love it.
I love you. I thank you. Thank you for who you are. And yes, we'll do it again. We may even do it next month. So
whenever you want. Thank you so much for having me, Ade. It was awesome.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I love you,
yes.
Brother.
Love you, too.
And
bye-bye. Bye, Celeste.
Those of you, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for holding the light. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, with Reverend Edward Johnson. Who's trying to shut me up? I refuse to be shut up. Well, I can't do anything about that because it happened once. Oh, boy, this thing called life. Reverend Deborah Johnson, she is the author of The Sacred Yes. Tune in and be transformed. I'll be there. Let's get out of here. Blessed always, no matter what.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.